Are you ready to open your private practice this summer and make the leap into entrepreneurship? Introducing Make the Leap, our new offering by the Successful Nurse Coaches. Make the Leap is a four-month group coaching program that is designed to help you create your first paid client. Join our experienced lead coaches, Sean and Amy, as they guide you through the Successful Nurse Coach method, helping you create your first paid client in 30 days or less. Not only will you get access to our course that teaches you all the things on how to create clients in a non-icky way, we'll also be personalized mentorship, weekly group calls, and actionable steps to launch your business from just beginning into the paid coach club. Since we are not running new mentorship groups this summer, we didn't want to leave those of you who are ready to begin hanging out in space waiting for the next group to start. This group is a great way for new coaches who have yet to begin their coaching practice or for coaches who have five paid clients or less. This is the most affordable way to work with our team, so be sure to check out the link in the bio. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook.
Welcome to the Successful Nurse Coach Podcast. On this podcast, Laura
and Shelby, both board-certified nurse coaches, show you how to make as much money as you want in private practice as a nurse coach.
All right, welcome to the Successful Nurse Coach Podcast. Today it is Laura and Shelby, and we are super excited, as we've been alluding to, of telling you about what we're going to do in 2024, a new skill series to help with building your skill as a coach. And this comes from lots of different places, but we're going to just basically tell you why we're doing it, who we think it's for, what we think it's going to help with, and a lot of the details we'll leave for when we actually launch it. But we're going to kind of share about about deep coaching, and all of you express interest in becoming a deeper coach. And we want to demystify that in a way that it can make a little bit more sense to you, and then tell you about what we're going to cover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So after coaching, I wish we had an updated number. The most recent updated number in my head is over 300 of you. I'm sure that it's close to 400, if not more than that now. There is a theme we have had a pulse on for years of coaches who want to really sink in to that deeper transformational place with clients. And like, why can I sometimes go there with one client and I can't get there with another client, right? Like, why are some clients more open and some are not? My client just vented for an hour straight. Is that even helpful? These are questions that we answer a lot in our mentorship program. And we have been, I guess, supporting people on a case-by-case basis with this for years, you know, of like, this happened, now what? This happened, now what? And we wanted to offer a more comprehensive resource for the basics of like what it means to be a deep coach, how to coach deeply, how do you know when you're doing it versus when you're not, and all of the pillars that go into making a therapeutic and healing space possible. This is extremely nuanced. It's so nuanced. And as you coach over the years, you're going to see how deep coaching is with one client versus how it is with a different client. But in this skill series on how to be a deeper coach, how to be a deep coach, we want to, I guess, provide some checkpoints of like,
yeah,
make sure you're doing like these very basic things to set up the perimeter of your container. And then there's a whole lot of trust that goes into this as well. But we're really excited. This is probably the last 18 plus months Laura and I have been seeking out, you know, business spaces, business support, but then also like more deeper, more transformative spaces for our own work.
Yeah.
And just getting a lot of different experiences, I guess, working with a lot of high-end coaches to help us experience it first so that that could ripple into our community. So we're pretty stoked to be, I mean, we teach a lot, but this is like teaching forward, experience forward, which is new.
Yeah.
We're really excited.
Yeah. As you were talking, I was thinking about how I thought of, like, if I was a newbie, if I was in cert or just graduated listening to this, this is how I would have thought that it would be. And I just want to give this context out there because it might be helpful. And maybe it was already described to me in this way when I was at that stage and I couldn't receive it, but I'm going to just take a chance here and describe it in a way that I think can be helpful. I think that when we start this journey, and then you hear about building a skill, we look back in our future or our past and we try to figure out how did we learn skills before. And I'm going to take math as an example here. I was thinking, what if I want to be a deep coach, what textbook do I have to read? And what things do I have to learn intellectually to then know the skill and then be one? Mm-hmm. Like, give mm-hmm. me the secret, just give me the content that I need to be a deep coach. Or to be a better coach. And what it actually is, and this I can only say this because I'm almost 6 years in full-time as a professional coach. What we're talking about is the difference between, I'm going to take art. What we're talking about is the difference between if you go to a sip and paint, the painting that you do and the painting that your instructor does. And if you say, Laura, I want to be able to paint a picture like the instructor, it ain't going to happen in a course. It's going to happen over 5-6 years of painting pictures mm-hmm. and coaching. So this is something that happens over time. But our hopes is this little mini course that we're going to offer our community. It's like you get to paint and sip every week, right? Like there's actual, we're going to build in reps because that is how we get better. It is not that there's these insane secret skills or knowledge pieces that we don't have. It's taking something that's incredibly simple and becoming masters of it through repetition and experience. And having, I hired a coach this year, I think it was $2,000 a session or more. Maybe it was $3,000 a session. And I hired him because I wanted to know what a $3,000 an hour session was compared to a $500 an hour session was over a long period of time. And, it was his presence. It wasn't mm-hmm. the kind of coaching. It wasn't the direction that I went. It was his own mastery and his presence that was worth it, the amount of money. And it's 11:11 as I said this, just for all of you that are angel number people. Is that helpful, Shelby? Do you think, like, do you remember, what did you think after cert when you're like, how am I went to cert. I kind of know what a nurse coach is. I'm launching my private practice, but I really don't know what I'm doing. Like, you know, like, tell me more about
that. There's so much I didn't know. And it's not because I didn't know it, because I didn't want to learn it. It's just like you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
In the beginning. And so I was having my first few sessions, and some of these folks that I signed as clients, the conversations were deep. They were meaningful. It was, you know, the big questions of life of like, is this my purpose? I think I need to switch jobs. I think I need to have a really challenging conversation with my partner. I'm not fulfilled. You know, like these deeper questions that don't have black and white answers. And then there were other clients that I was working with that were stuck on like the surface level of, I can't stop eating carbs or as many carbs. I can't stop.
Yeah.
I need to work out more, but I just drive past the gym every day and I wave to it as I drive home, you know, like and every time I would try to elicit like deeper curiosity around like, why do you drive past the gym on the way home instead of stopping in when you made an agreement to yourself? The conversation would always land with like, I don't know, I just do, or I just don't want to, or, you know, like it. And we've all been here in coaching sessions before to where it feels like you're digging through limestone versus like digging through dirt, you know, digging through dirt, there's progress, and digging through rock, you're just like hitting wall after wall. And for a really long time, I was so curious about like what, why both of these people hired me for the same price. We even see this in the mentorship too, you know, like people who hang out on the surface, people who are just ready and open and deep. And I don't want to assign too much meaning to like one either. Is correct and one is yeah. incorrect, right? Because we're all in our starting place, and our starting place is simply that. It's just our starting place. But I think I was really lost on, okay, if I have someone meeting me on a surface level, what is the most powerful way that I can serve them here on the surface? You know,
like yes.
What, how can I be in this space? How can I hold non-judgmental space? You know, like for a long time, I had a lot of judgment around people who couldn't go deeper. And like, that's such an asshole thought, you know? And over time, I have just like a more expanded perspective on, we are all on our own journey at different, it's like, I hesitate even calling it a path, because making it linear is kind of irrelevant. Because even now, like we have our own coaching, Laura, like sometimes we need transactional stuff. I just need like a checklist and you to tell me what yes. to do. And then sometimes I need you to hold my soul in your arms yeah. like a little baby, you know, like there's different things for different times. But I had no awareness that there was a difference. I had no awareness that these things had labels or terms, or like that I could work with both of them. I was just really lost in the soup. And that leaves you feeling like a bad coach most of the time. It makes you yeah. question like, am I good at this? Like, why is this working sometimes and not the others? It's a real confidence suck. So in this course, we're hoping to provide a little bit more context on what's happening when you're in session, and then also prime the tubes here for how do you want to be in sessions? Like, how can you be an energetic conduit for people to regulate, to be able to go deeper, to be a calming presence in a session where you don't have to say anything at all? Like, we want to give you guys the context to be able to do that sooner than we learn how to do it.
You know, what's interesting is about 3 months ago, I did some life coaching demos just to put on our YouTube for people to see, like us coaching people. We're not coaching nurse coaches in business, because believe it or not, Shelby and I have coached a lot of humans that weren't nurse coaches before we specialized in helping you guys. And it was really nice to return to that, to have this was a woman from my past she's actually in nursing school, and she showed up. And I coached her, and it's on our YouTube channel. She had to go outside of her house. She had to have the session in her camper, and she just showed up with a big old thing of tissues, because just me holding space for her lovingly mm-hmm. brought her to tears. There was so much buildup, right? Like, it was, I provided safety for an hour, and you could just tell that we weren't going to be solving problems or getting goals. I was going to be loving her for an hour and allowing her to be. And that was the point of that whole session. You can see I don't say much. I don't do much. I'm not controlling. Mm-hmm. I'm not speeding up. I'm not trying to get us somewhere that I think we should be. I am swimming alongside in this journey, in her humanness in that moment. She could sense that there was no, there's no urgency, because true space, it doesn't have like, if true space is like still air, it doesn't have movement. I'm not causing movement for us to go someplace. I'm like mm-hmm. truly following the client. Now, that session 5 years ago, I would have hung up and been like, well, that was a waste of time. I didn't do shit. Like, we have no goals. I have no idea where she's going. I don't even, maybe she needs a therapist. I'm not cut out for this. And it's like, now it's like, no, because if I had been her coach, we might have had two or three sessions like this, and we would have got there. Like, yeah. We would get there. It takes time. I think this little mini course is going to take, and this is not a substitute for certification yet. This is for people who are already kind of doing this, or you're right out of cert, or maybe you're in cert, or maybe in your first 3 years, and you're just like, I still don't know, you know, don't feel confident. This is really designed to make you have more trust. I mean, the outcome, like whatever this this outcome is for this course for all of you. My hope is that in those moments when you're unsure, you're going to hear some of the things that Shelby and I say and that echo, and you're going to take a deep, big old deep breath, and you're going to trust. And by trusting, your shoulders drop and you become a deep coach. Like yeah. It's so much our work, not the client, not the stuff we do with the client.
Right. Right. Yeah. I think back on all of the times where I was being supported, by a coach, and there are so, like hundreds of times where it felt like my whole world was crumbling and burning. And I would come to our coaching sessions and, my coach would be like, okay, yeah, big feelings, all valid. And like, no solutions, no, yeah. Here's what we're going to do next. But like, what's underneath this feeling for you? Is there fear here? Is there something else that we can tend to? And none of those coaching sessions solved the surface level problems that I was navigating, but it,
yeah.
There was like an inner, like click, I guess, a turning of the dial, just like slightly calibrating 2 degrees to the left or 2 degrees to the right. That then allowed me to go and take action on my own, you know, that allowed me to pick up the pace again. And, I really feel that nurses and nurse coaches have a really deep inner capacity to be with other people's discomfort.
Yes.
If we look at our backgrounds, right? We're primed for this role. We kind of don't even have to like learn the skill. It comes pretty intuitively, but like if you've held the hand of a dying person, or if you've worked a code blue, or if you've worked a level one trauma, like you have so much skill that you're bringing to the table already. And your assessment skills as well as a nurse, I think really help in the deep coaching realm of like being able to assess of like, oh, okay, this client, it just needs to be seen and heard on the surface layer here. And then, oh, they said this thing. I want to follow that sentence. Like that makes my ears perk up. What, you know, can we pull that out and be curious about it? And so it's a lot of nuance, but I think you said it best, Laura, of like, can we just trust that what's supposed to happen in the session is what's happening in the session? You know, like, I think that is the big takeaway that we want you guys to have.
It's like art over outcome. Because coaching is art. So art has a different feeling to it. That is not my nature either, you guys, right? So it's probably why I love business coaching, because there is a lot of time that there is a clear outcome and goal, and I dig that. But there's lots of times when you're building your business where that is not the next best thing to do. And right, like it's not the next best thing to create a SMART goal or to push. It is to slow down and to feel and to see and to understand ourselves in relation to whatever. Where I find, you know, Shelby just outlined why nurse coaches are so effing awesome at holding deep space, and also why us nurse coaches have a hard time feeling like we're doing a good job is because we've been trained to take people through linear processes with outcomes, and we've been trained with protocol thinking. So we have to unlearn like lots of things to do this role really well. But we're tapping into the experiences that being a nurse has also provided us with, like a deep well of understanding of the human condition. It's so fun to be able to do this like 5 years in, of like so many hours, so many people, so many dynamics, so many students' case studies, so many that there we can start to make a little more sense of what you're experiencing as a new coach and give you a like 10% more confidence and trust, which will go so far in your business as well. Like 10% more trust, 10% more confidence equals insane amounts of impact. For you in your business.
Yeah. As you've honed your skill over the year, Laura, and maybe increased your trust in the process over the years, what is your favorite kind of feedback to get from clients?
I'll tell you my least favorite first. Because I think that it's important for to understand. My least favorite is when people say, I want to be pushed harder. Mm-hmm. And it's not because I don't believe that a coach can push. It's that I want to develop, I want to help people develop their inner capacity to push themselves. And so it's this delicate dance between external accountability and validation and all the things that a coach brings, with also simultaneously cultivating an inner way for a client to do that, because I don't want to create lifelong coaching clients.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think that I love coaching, but I don't want to create a dependence on it. I want to create an interdependence on your own capacity to push. But my favorite feedback is over and over again that I always get is that Laura leads us so intuitively and I can tell how much she loves me. That's my favorite, because it's true. Like, I can get teary-eyed like thinking about it. Like, I actively, like, unconditionally love our clients. Like, I have all their names. You have their names on your wall. I have their names on my wall. Like, I look at your names and I cultivate love towards your names, like, throughout the year. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The being pushed harder. I just want to add a 2 cents here of, like, if you feel the need to be pushed, that's almost never it. It's almost never. Right. It's almost never it. Sometimes I don't really feel like I have to push nurse coaches too often, because they're pretty good at pushing themselves. But if you're feeling the need to push, it's often a disguised invitation for something else. More love, more acceptance, more grace. Not always. There's no absolutes, but I know that us and our whole team, we wrestle with that one a lot. Doesn't it feel good when love doesn't go unnoticed? Of like, it feels good to be seen in it. I think my favorite feedback that I get from clients is, like, I had a client recently reflect back to me. I showed up on a call in a hotel room when we were in Utah on vacation a month ago, and she was like, "Thank you for showing up on vacation to our session." And just, like, you know, my family was in a different room, but I told her, I was like, you might hear my family in the background. They're here, but I'm here with you for the next, 45 minutes. I'm here to write it. And she was like, you showing up on that call just expanded my perspective on what it means to be successful, right? Of I can show up in a hotel room with clients and still have a deep, meaningful session. I can be on vacation and tap in for an hour. And I think that I think about this a lot of as a coach, you're kind of holding two roles, right? You're like holding the vision of your client, and also you are a living expression of a variation of their vision, right?
Yes.
They attracted you for some reason. This feels hard to like grasp even for me sometimes, but like I think of people who inspire me, and I think and it's people who do motherhood differently, right? It doesn't even have to be the same kind of different as I feel called, but it's just different, and they own it and they do their thing. And people who do business in their pajamas, and people who are just radically themselves all of the time. And it inspires me to be radically myself as much as I can in all areas. And I think that translates to our community and our work as well. That our dreams don't have to be the same, but like when I'm fully in mine, it gives permission for others to be fully in theirs.
Yes.
And so that's my favorite type of feedback, because it's kind of like the extra credit I feel like I'm doing on the side of like, oh, you noticed. You noticed that I'm here on vacation, and you noticed that, like, yes, I'm living my dream right now. Like, all aspects, I'm living my dream. That's cool.
Yeah, you embody that so well. You embody that really well.
Thanks. There was a point in time where that wasn't, I didn't feel that. I wasn't connected to that. And if a client had reflected that back to me, I would have written it off as like not a big deal, not important, none of those things. And just with the study of the deeper inner work the past year and a half or so, it's been really clear to me on like why that is so important. Yeah. And also too, that like Laura and I might be a beacon of inspiration for a brief time, right? Like we're an open door, and we're your inspiration for a while. And then like the beauty of it is whenever you've soaked up what you need from us, you get to move on to different inspiration, to something else, to something, you know, like it's never ending.
Yeah.
So it's a privilege we don't take lightly to be here for this little blip in time for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like when I think of like this like mini course we're going to do for you guys, and like, you know, when you're creating something, it's like, well, what do you want the outcome to be? Or what problem does it solve when you're putting together an offer? And like immediately, this is what I think of. And this is largely inspired by the changing climate in our nurse coaching community as well. And it is that, A, we don't know what we don't know. Like, we just don't. We can't know what we don't know. And so as a new coach, we're aware there's things we don't know. I hope that through this, you realize that the not knowing is okay. That yeah. we're actually, our role is not to know everything. And I think that the biggest gift we can give our clients is better knowing ourselves. For example, I'll take the $3,000 an hour coach and the $500 an hour coach. And if I had transcripts from both of those sessions, the words that the coach said would be very similar. It is the being of the $5,000 coach or $3,000 coach that's slightly different. It's like there's a seasoned frequency that I can experience through being in his presence that I can't describe. It's not measurable by any means except for the way that it makes me feel and what it calls out in me. And so in deep coaching, our presence is the value. It is not the words that we say, how we say them, the coaching technique that we use. It's just not those things in the deep coaching space. Now in transactional coaching and consulting, and in developmental coaching, there's more. It actually is more technique. So in some ways, deep coaching is the most intuitive and easiest form of coaching that a human being can do. And mm-hmm. that's exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the most healing as well.
Yeah.
I know I mentioned this on our goal setting workshop last week. Transactional coaching is intellectual, right? It's like comes from the brain, checklists, protocols, SMART goals, all of that has a place. And also this is something I don't think that I had no awareness of for a long time, of like that coaching is a healing modality,
yeah.
period. End of sentence. But it's a certain type of coaching that is a healing modality in the sense of that like this deep, juicy place, this spiritual place, that is the healing piece. That's where true transformation takes place. And for a long time when I was doing transactional coaching, I was like, this, like, I feel like I need more certifications because I'm not really helping people here. Like I'm spinning my wheels, yeah. I'm going in circles. Like it really fed that fire of like, this is not enough. And at the one hand, it was completely enough for where the client was at. And like in my heart, I knew that there was this deeper mm-hmm.
Yeah.
place to go. And again, it's so easy to like villainize transactional coaching. I want to do my best not to do that. But if you are feeling the call, like there's something else. And there's something else. I tap into it every once in a while. What is that? How do I recreate that? How do I learn more about that? This is where we hope to give you some context and not give you a protocol, but just speak into like how you can set up your container for the most deep coaching possible and trust yeah. that whatever's supposed to move is going to move through that session.
Yep. And I think as we've talked about this, this is coming out right when we're going to start promoting it. This will be promoted in our Facebook group. We will have a link to a page that describes what it is, when we will be meeting, and all the logistics and details that will not be announced here on this podcast. This will be on a web page so that you can take a look at it. And we're starting in February of 2024. We're going to go February and March. It's just 8 weeks. It's 2 months long. And it is, it's for our clients, but it's also for students. It's for everybody. Anybody, if you're hearing this, you are welcome to come be a part of this. I think the only people we would say that this might not be for is someone that hasn't taken their first 6 weeks of certification. If you don't really know what coaching is, this might feel overwhelming and not feel great. But if you're past the first 6 weeks of your certification, you have a general idea of what a coaching container is, this is free game. This is going to be fairy dust on what you're already doing at whatever stage you're doing it. Even our peeps, they graduated, 5 years ago. And I know a lot of you are like, Laura, it's been 3 years. I haven't done anything with nurse coaching. I want to talk to you, but I don't feel ready to start my business. It's been so long. This would be perfect for you guys. This is like a perfect reemergence to get all juiced up and have the magical nurse coaching fairy dust sprinkled onto you before you even start thinking about starting your practice. This is for really everybody. It's going to be great. It's going to be so great.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should put up in the description notes. I'll make up a wait list, a I'm interested list. If you want first dibs, we'll put that in the show notes here, just so that we can get you the information first.
Yeah,
I'm really excited to, because I think Laura, you and I have we've been in the throes of business coaching for so long, and we have done millions of repetitions in that space for so long. It's going to feel really awesome to support you guys in this, what is the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say deeper for the 500th time, be able to support you differently, to have the goal not be your business, but have the goal be skill. It's going to feel really cool to be able to support you here.
Peace, confidence, and trust is the promises. That's my hope, is that after 8 weeks, you'll have more peace, trust, and confidence in what you're already doing and how you're doing it. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Well, check the link for the sign up. We'll keep you posted, and keep an eye out on the Facebook group. We'll probably announce it there here shortly as well. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Let us know. Does this feel exciting? Are you ready? Do you want to jump in? We're here for it. And we'll see you same time, same place next week.
Awesome. Bye, guys.